So you got teased into the game a little bit in some packages. Mm-hmm. Just what you saw from him, and how good is that to you know, for him to get his feet wet a little bit?
It's good for him. I think anytime you can get a guy some live action, excuse me, that's beneficial to him. He's done some good things. He's been practicing well. He's been doing a lot of good things. So we think it was time for him to try to get some reps, get him some experience moving forward.
Some really unique alignments for him, though, just where he was positioning-wise. Just what's the benefit of him seeing the field from those different angles as opposed to just on the outside corner spot?
Well, I think he's got a guy. He's a guy that can play nickel. We played some nickel in college, so we move him inside, and that gives us an opportunity, some flexibility because of his height. If we run into a situation where we have a receiving tight end, we have some different things, maybe a four wide group that we can play him either inside or out, we have flexibility to do that. So, and he's smart enough to do it, and that's why we did it.
You have so many of those flexible pieces between Reeves, Maben, and Miles. I guess the process of putting together a game plan, is it, for lack of a better word, fun?
Fun? No, I don't know if fun's good, but the right term. But I would say this. It gives us an opportunity that you don't ever think you have a really bad matchup. I think that's the best way to look at it. We think in most situations we'll have an ability to get the right guys on the right guys in terms of pass coverage, run fits, all those different things. So I think that's what it does. When you have guys that can play multiple positions, do multiple things.
When you're facing a guy like Kaiser who is not having – he's clearly struggling during his rookie year. Does that change maybe how you approach things at the defense coordinator? Does that open your eyes, like make your eyes light up a little bit and like, I can be aggressive with this guy?
No, because this is the NFL, and the guy's good. He can throw the ball. He's got tremendous arm strength. He's a good athlete. So the thing we look to do is, hey, how can we play well this? What can we do to play well this week? Not so much about him, but what can we do to play well? Because that's our job. Our job is not to go out and say, okay, hey, this guy hasn't been doing this or this guy's been doing that, so we've got to do this. Hey, listen, our job is what do we need to do to play well to give ourselves a chance to win? And that's really what we're focused on.
It seems like Ziggy's had some issues dealing with the knee, and his production just hasn't been where we've seen it before. Now he's got a back injury as well. What's your level of concern right now with Ziggy and the injuries that he's trying to play?
No, there's nothing in terms of concern. There's nothing I can do about his injuries. When he gets healthy and is ready to play, he'll be out there. He's been playing well for us. He should have had a sack last week. He had to chase that guy down, and he's played well in terms of the run game and what he's doing. He's just not getting the sack numbers that maybe everybody thinks he should get, but he's really playing a good brand of football for us, and we'll just wait till he gets healthy and gets back out. And not super concerned because there's nothing I can do about it.
The numbers are there, especially in the pass rush. So what maybe are you seeing that leads you to say he's playing well that we haven't seen?
Well, like I said, he's doing a great job setting edge. He's really physical in the run game. He's making it hard for teams to get on the edge in that regard. So he's doing a lot of good things. And like I said, there's maybe one aspect of his game that's not translating in the stats, but everything else he's doing well for us. He's doing everything we've asked.
Jackson's a pretty creative play caller. He's got that reputation. He's coming off a bye. Probably can say there's some level of desperation at 0-9 or 0-8 trying to get the win. How do you prepare for the unknown, the trickeration they may pull out?
The biggest thing we always tell our guys, if you have a team that has some trick plays, because everybody has some trick plays, some different things that they'll do, and especially coming out of a bye, is if you just stick to your rules and the fundamentals of what we're taught in our coverage and our alignments, then things should work out. They may get a play on you, but it shouldn't kill you. And that's really the biggest thing, because you can't go around chasing ghosts. Well, what if they do this? What if they do this? What if they do this? We're pretty confident in our package that the rules are sound, solid, and that if something comes up, if they just apply their rules, we'll be able to get out of the down if it's something really crazy.
Did Duke bear their field rating and how difficult of a matchup is he because of how they use him?
Really, really, really talented guy. Runs the ball, catches screens, runs routes like a receiver. So he's really a valuable piece. He's obviously their leading receiver, and he's a valuable piece of their offense. So he'll present some problems because you can't just go nickel because they line him up in the backfield and they run him. And so we've got to make sure we do a good job, again, making sure we play our rules, do our things right, and try to keep him bottled up as best we can.
Jaquise Smith played a lot for you guys, and just curious what your impressions were of his first action.
It's good. He played hard. Like everybody, we got a lot of things we got to clean up. He's got a little for us in terms of technique because we do things a little bit differently than other people. He's got some technique things that we just clean up, and that's just a matter of repetition and practice reps. So he'll get better. I was pleased with his effort and how he played.
Him trying to do any more than his job when Haloti went out, but it does seem like Ayshon's played very well since that injury. Your assessment of his play the last 3-4 weeks?
I think he's been playing not just the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think he's been playing well all year. He's a stout guy against the run, very, very active, plays hard. You see a couple of chase plays in almost every game. You see him chasing guys on the sideline, knocking people around. So I'm really pleased with how he's playing. And he's playing it. I think he's playing at a high level. And again, second year guy, and I think he's just going to go that way.
A couple more for TA.
Jim Bob said that it's a little tough to scout a guy like Miles Garrett because you haven't seen him a lot as a rookie. Is it the same for someone like David Njoku at tight end there? How far back do you dig to sort of prep for something like
this? He's played enough. You see enough of him to know he's a big target, runs. Competitive, really plays competitive there after the ball. So he's going to – you can see that he's got talent. We may not have seen every route he can run or everything – obviously everything he can do. But you do know he's a talented individual and that you have to account for him. And they're going to split him out. They're going to do some different things with him, and we just have to be ready for that.
Obviously nothing's ever perfect with football. But what are you most pleased with about your defense through the first 8 games and heading into the second half?
Well, I think – some of the things I'm pleased with, one, I'm pleased with how professional they are. You guys don't see that, but in terms of how the guys work in our classroom, how they prepare, I think our defense has a really good bond. They really care for each other. Those are things you guys may not see, but those are things that I really like about our defense. I like our makeup that way. I like our mental makeup. We don't get flustered. We may not play great all the time, but we don't get flustered, and we just keep grinding away. We've had a couple games where we probably could have packed it in, and we did not, and our guys won't do that. And those are things that I'm really, really pleased with. All the other stuff, you know, it'll shake out at the end of the year. But those are things that I look for.
Is there a guy who kind of sets that standard or kind of instills that mentality in the players?
I think it's our group. I think, obviously, I think it's usually set from the top. So in terms of how Coach Caldwell runs everything, and it just trickles down into the program. And I really think our guys have embraced that, and they really do care for each other, and they want everybody to do well. And I think that's why you just see our guys just playing and playing and playing. They don't worry about who's doing what. Just let the job get done.
Maybe least pleased with half the season?
That we had some games that we could have played better. I mean, that's really what I'm disappointed when we don't give ourselves a chance to win. And we had a couple games there where we started out really slow and we didn't play particularly well in the first half, came back and played well in second halves, but that you have to play a full game. And those are the ones I'm disappointed in as a coach.
One thing about Glover, that 4th and 2 at the 50 where he just sniffed it out, it's sort of like, oh, no, you don't. Not today. So it just sort of epitomizes how he prepares and plays and how Absolutely. You saw it from your perspective also.
Absolutely. It's one of those, oh, no, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's what the play was. And he does. He's a guy that, I mean, he works, he studies, he knows tendencies, and when things show up, they don't fluster him, and he's able to make a play most of the time. And those guys, as you know, nobody's right all the time, but he's going to be right a lot more often than he's wrong. And so it speaks to how he prepares. And there's a lot of guys on the defense that prepare, but him, he's kind of a cut above that way.
Last question. Go back to the spring. When you guys are looking at draft prospects, a guy like Miles Garrett comes out and he's clearly, you know, going to go in the top 3. You're not picking up there. Do you look at a guy like that? And if so, do you remember what you thought of him just when he was coming out?
Yeah, I'm sure I looked at him. I don't know if I gave him much thought because I knew there was no way he was going to get past 1 or 2 or 3 or wherever he was taken. But those guys are special. You see them when you watch them cross tape because I'm sure I've watched some other guys on that team. I mean, he's got drafted there for a reason. I really am not having evaluated him that heavily or give you an update on that. But
all right,
thank you,
guys. Thank you.